These paintings are embodiment of patriotic sentiments conveyed through art, all gathered at a gallery dubbed Persian Gulf Forever. A quick look at the paintings reveals that U.S. President Donald Trump is once again the target of caricaturist sarcasm here in Iran. It all began on October 13th when Trump made this controversial remark.
It harasses American ships and threatens freedom of navigation in the Arabian Gulf.
Actually, most of the world, including the U.S. and the United Nations, use Persian Gulf, not Arabian Gulf, to refer to the body of water that separates Iran's southern coast from the Arabian Peninsula. Now, Trump's phrasing hit a nerve across the Persian community, who took to social media to criticize him. But nothing is blunter than the language of art for conveying the truth.
Since Trump took office, we caricaturists have been busy dealing with his blunders and weird behavior. So now the whole world has witnessed another blunder of him, when he does not even study a little bit of geography before delivering his speech.
Lack of knowledge on part of Trump is just one reason caricaturists try to portray in their artworks. In some other caricatures, political and economic drives are shown to be a factor leading Trump to misidentify the Persian Gulf.
Artists have used different ways to voice their protest against Trump's wrong reference to the Persian Gulf. But there's a common streak in most of the artworks, and that is they try to highlight Trump's intimate ties with Saudi Arabia and petrodollars that might have tempted the U.S. president to turn a blind eye to historical facts.
The name Persian Gulf was first coined in the 5th century B.C. by the Persian king Darius. In the late 1950s, a pan-Arab identity movement tried to popularize the other variant among Arab countries.
Business in the Middle East is what compelled Trump to use Arabian instead of Persian Gulf. He thought that by using such a phrase, he could find a stronger foothold in the region and would sell more arms to his Arab allies.
Back in May, Trump traveled to Saudi Arabia on his first foreign trip, when he signed a multi-billion dollar arms deal with Riyadh. Iranian caricaturists say whether Trump's phrasing was a blunder or political gesture, Persian Gulf remains the official name of the waterway forever. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.